fiery horse of the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. The Masked Rider of the Plains has found no place in the written history of the Western United States. But the stories of his adventures have been told and retold around thousands of frontier campfires. Astride his great horse, Silver, he fought crime and criminals throughout the early West. And the memory of his tireless efforts in the cause of justice will never be forgotten. Return with us once more to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come along, Silver! Tonto's waiting for us in Medicine Bow! Hi-yo, Silver!
The town of Medicine Bow was the center of great activity in the gold fields, and prospectors came from all sides to get their supplies from Lige Potter's general store. Confined more or less to the store by his advanced years, old Lige was always eager for news and always anxious to talk with anyone who would visit with him. In the first scene of our drama, we find Lige talking to an Indian who has just made a purchase.
You don't need to be in no hurry, Chavon Injun. Where'd you come from, anyhow?
Me come long way.
Ain't many Injuns come in here to buy meat. Land sakes, most of them just sashays up to the nearest longhorn they can find and slices off a steak or so. You seem like a right nice sort, Injun. Reckon I'd better warn you.
What matter?
If you want to stay healthy, you best keep out of the way of the blacksmith. He'd likely throw a six-gun on you.
Him not like Injun?
Tain't exactly that. But he's hunting all of them, so's he can get one particular Injun. Jim Blackwell knows more than most of the folks in Medicine Bow, being as he's traveled more and seen more. And...
Paul, what do you think Blackwell's done now?
Eh? Oh, hello, Polly. What's he done?
Oh, Paul, that Injun.
I had just been telling him to keep out of Blackwell's way.
But, Paul, he might be the one. It might be him the reward's for.
Lawman not one Tonto.
Course not. Hang it all, Polly. I think this whole idea of the boys is wrong. I know that there Lone Ranger for what he done up Cheyenne way and for what he done down in Texas and lots of places.
But, Paul, he's been seen. He's been seen, Robin.
You mean they seen a man with a mask and a white horse and heard him shouting to Silver?
That's right, Paul. And they're certain sure it's him that's the outlaw around here.
I don't know. What's Jim Blackwell done now?
Well, I just come from there, and someone said he'd seen a strange Injun in Medicine Bow, and Jim, he jumped up and offered a $500 reward for the Injun, dead or alive.
Hey there, Lige.
Jim.
I was just telling Paul about that reward.
Lige, you ain't seen an Injun around here, have you?
Well, I... There ain't no Injun here now.
I see that. I figured there might have been.
Well, if there was, I ain't no idea where he'd be now.
This here Lone Ranger that's been robbing the boys of their gold and savings has an Indian friend by the name of Tonto that travels with him.
So I've heard.
If the Lone Ranger's in these parts, then Tonto is too. If we get one, we'll like as not get the other. I figured it'd be a sight easier to get the engine than the mask hombre, because there ain't a horse alive could catch the one he rides.
Jim, you ain't jumping to conclusions.
What do you mean?
I mean, I ain't so certain it is the Lone Ranger that's been robbing folks around here.
He's been seen by half a dozen of the men he's robbed.
Well, they might have made a mistake.
Blame small chance of that. He fired at Sandy Town, and when Sandy dug the bullet out of his wall at his place, he fetched it to me. And it was solid silver, just like what the Lone Ranger uses. Now, what do you say?
I'd say you'd do better to stick to shoeing horses like you've been doing and stop trying to be a detective.
Jim, you said he fired at Sandy Town?
Yep.
By thunderation, that sure is funny. Did Sandy fire first?
How the heck do I know?
Well, that shooting must have been at powerful long range if that fellow shot and missed. That's all I got to say. He's a dead shot. And Sandy's plenty tall enough to make a first-class shooting target.
Look here, Lige. Have you seen an engine?
Well, maybe you have, and maybe you ain't. Suppose you just try and guess.
Tonto slipped out of Lige Potter's store as Jim Blackwell entered. He remained outside to hear what was said, and then hurried away. We next see him as he joins his tall, masked friend in a small, well-concealed camp not far from town.
Tonto, you've ridden hard.
I got bad news.
Bad news? What is it?
People say you robber. All town look for you.
They're looking for a thief who wears a mask and rides a white horse. Not me.
Them say Lone Ranger... bad man.
I've heard about it, Tonto.
Feller named Blackwell. Him pay reward.
The blacksmith, huh? Tell me more.
Him say you shoot it, man.
Who?
You not hit him. Bullet miss. Bullet silver.
A silver bullet. I'm supposed to have shot at a man and missed?
Not right.
And they found the bullet?
Huh?
And it was silver?
Not right.
What was the man's name?
Sandy Town.
Sandy Town.
Huh?
Someone shot at him and used a silver bullet. But, Tonto, you and I know that it wasn't me.
Feller in store named Potter say Lone Ranger not bad.
Lige Potter believes in me, huh? I'm glad someone does.
The
only way to prove I'm not a thief is to find the one who made and fired a silver bullet.
Not right.
Tonto, pack our things. We're going into town and see what we can learn. That silver bullet gives me a clue.
Several days passed. Two more robberies were committed by a tall, masked man riding a white horse. Feeling ran high, and more recruits joined the band, determined to capture the Lone Ranger. Sheriff Emerson returned home, tired, after another unsuccessful attempt to trail the criminal. We hear his wife speaking.
Hadn't you better get to bed, hon? You're plumb tired out with trying to catch this Lone Ranger.
I've been thinking, Libby. I don't feel sure that the Lone Ranger is a thief.
Why do you say that?
I've been talking with Lige Potter and his daughter.
Yeah?
All the fellows that says they've been robbed by this here masked feller ain't said nothing about seeing the Injuns supposed to travel with him.
But that don't mean nothing.
Lige still swears that the Lone Ranger ain't a robber. And that ain't all. I seen the fella once myself and heard him. I'd know if it was him or not if I could just see him.
But who else could it be?
I don't know. That's just the trouble.
Muscle and body. What's this?
Boys, what's all this mean?
Sheriff, we come to talk.
All right, Blackwell. Speak up and get done with it.
Where's that Lone Ranger?
We're here to see why you don't get that crook before he does any more robbing.
He's robbed me of all I got.
Now, hold on. Shut up and let Jim Blackwell speak for you.
We're here to see why you ain't got the Lone Ranger yet, Sheriff.
That's right. Shot at me and
don't... Well, he missed you, didn't he, Sandy?
Yes, he missed me, but that don't say he will next time.
You got anything for him, Steele?
Not now, I ain't.
And you never had. I know that five or six of you had a good store of cash laid by, and probably Jim Blackwell had the most.
I did till he took it.
All right.
I had a gold watch that he took with my cash.
And I had over $1,000 in paper money with my name writ on it so it couldn't be used after it was stolen. But Dad, don't give it back to me.
Now, listen, boys. Quiet down. Quiet. I'm doing all I can. You fellas can help me out by making out a list of everything that was took. So as when we get this critter, we'll know what we're looking for. Sandytown, I don't know why in thunderation that fella would take the trouble to rob you.
He shot at me because he didn't find anything. And made him sore that I didn't have anything worth taking.
Hmm. Well, you fellas make up your list. And them as can't write can get Libby here to help you. Then you leave him with me, and we'll see if we can get somewhere.
The men soon had their lists of stolen property prepared, and the sheriff took them with the assurance that something would be done to capture the masked robber. After they departed, Sheriff Emerson and his wife spread the list on the table and studied the crude writing of the men by the light of an oil lamp. Meanwhile, outside the house, the Lone Ranger and Tonto sat astride their white horses watching. We hear the masked man as he murmurs to Tonto.
The sheriff and his wife are alone now, Tonto.
That's right.
It's time to put our plan to work. Is my mask tight enough?
Mm-hmm. Yep, plenty tight.
My guns are loaded.
You not shoot anyone?
No, Tonto. I'm just going to fire one shot into the wall for the sheriff to find.
Not good.
You know what to do, don't you, Kemosabe?
Tonto, no.
Very well. Steady, Silver. Steady, boy.
Tonto, watch Silver.
Very well, Kemosabe. I'll need him again in a few minutes. Leave Silver right there and take your horse with you. Don't forget what you're to do.
Tonto, do. Come, white fella.
Take a chance.
Oh, look!
The masked man.
The thief.
Steady, Sheriff. I have you covered.
Put down that gun. You can't get away.
Yes, I can. Hand over your cash and be quick about it.
Don't take chances. Do what he says. He'll shoot if you don't.
You are the Lone Ranger.
Oh, please don't shoot, mister. You can take the money. What little we got, just leave us alive.
I can't believe it.
Your money, quickly.
Up to now, mister. I didn't believe the stories I heard about the Lone Ranger being a crook. After all the good things I heard about you, they didn't make sense. But seeing is believing. When I tell Lige Potter about this, you'll lose the last two men in town that stood by you.
Get that cash, Sheriff. I haven't time to waste.
What if I don't?
Hurry!
Don't!
That's just a warning.
I'll get the cash. It's here. This tin box. Take it. Take it. But don't shoot.
Thanks.
This makes me lose all my faith in human nature. I wouldn't have believed it.
He's just what everybody said he was, a crook.
I'd sooner almost anything had happened, mister, than to see you doing this. An ornery robber, toting guns to men's homes and sticking them up.
I'm sorry, Sheriff Emerson. All I can say is dig out the bullet I fired. Dig it out and keep it.
I'll keep it, all right. Keep it as a souvenir of the man I thought you was. Keep it as a warning never to trust anybody.
Compare it with the bullet fired at Sandytown.
Get after him. Maybe you can catch him and get the money back.
No, Libby. I ain't going after him.
You can't let him get away.
That's what I'm going to do.
Well, you're scared. You yell. Go chase him. Get him.
Now, listen, honey.
Then I'll go after my own self. I'll get him.
Get back, Libby. Get away from that door. Don't shoot him.
I reckon I couldn't anyhow. He's plumb gone already. But the ornery low-down snake, he stole everything we've saved for years.
And him, the Lone Ranger. Let me think, Libby. Just let me think.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue the story. The Lone Ranger learned that a mysterious robber in Medicine Bow was using his name and wearing his mask. Jim Blackwell posted a reward for Tonto, hoping that his capture might lead to the Lone Ranger himself. Tonto learned that a silver bullet fired into the wall of Sandy Town's shack was the most important evidence against the Lone Ranger, and the masked man started out to trace the robber from that clue. As part of his plan, he held up the sheriff and took his money. Just after sunrise the next morning, we find Jim Blackwell hard at work in his smithy. Suddenly, he looks up and sees Tonto standing beside him.
An Injun.
And you hear what me say.
Who are you? I am hunting an Injun around here.
You give reward?
You're blame right.
Me friend. Me Tonto.
Huh? Now is that so?
Lone Ranger steal cash last night.
Oh, he did.
Him tell me come here now.
So I begin to see it. So he's got an Injun to work with him now, eh? Just like the real Lone Ranger. Who'd he hold up?
Me not know.
Where's the cash?
Here.
Good enough. Just tell him that I'm putting it away with the rest. You'd better keep out of sight around town. They'll be hunting you for to get that reward I posted.
Maybe plenty careful.
Now, Vamoose.
Sheriff, got reward money?
No. I gave the sheriff orders to take the reward money out of the money that was stole from me, if he gets it back, and to pay it to anyone finding the Lone Ranger or Tonto.
me go now.
Goodbye. Yeah. My pod sure is getting downright smart ideas. When things get too hot, we just hangs the engine and it'll make folks satisfied for a while. Now to hide this here cash with the rest. Any fine place for hiding here. It's too bad I ain't as tall as a Lone Ranger, so that I could do all this myself instead of having to split.
Stand right where you are, Blackwell.
What the?
I'm leaving here. I'll take what I've stolen with me.
See here, you
Lone Ranger. I've no time to argue.
Double-crossing me, are you? I'll get you for this if it's the last thing I do.
You don't dare, Blackwell. If you turn me over to the sheriff, you'll put your neck in a noose as well. You don't dare tell what you know.
I don't, eh? I don't. Well, I'll show you. I'll show you I can't double-cross Jim Blackwell and get away with it.
The Lone Ranger took most of the loot that had been hidden in Blackwell's smithy. As soon as the masked man had gone, Blackwell set out at top speed for the home of Sandy Town. Meanwhile, we find Lige Potter driving a small wagon toward the office of the sheriff. In the seat with Lige are Polly and Tonto. The old fellow says,
I don't know why you're doing this, Tonto.
It's part of the plan.
Was it really the Lone Ranger that come and fetched your tar plate?
You get reward for me.
But the sheriff, he likes not have you hung. You've robbed himself last night and he's sore as a mule.
That right.
Well, if it means that this Indian's going to get hurt, then I don't want no reward money.
But the Lone Ranger says to take him in. And I'm for doing what he asks.
I wish I knowed more about the Lone Ranger's plan.
There's the sheriff's office.
Whoa there. Whoa, boy.
Here comes sheriff.
Hey there, Lige.
Sheriff Emerson. This here Indian. I'm bringing him in.
I know. The whole thing's been explained to me.
What do you mean?
Get going and I'll ride alongside you. There's other boys joining us on the way.
Well, what's this all about? Where are we heading?
Ain't no time for questions now.
But this Tonto, this here Indian.
I know about Tonto. Come on now. Whip your horse up and get going. Get up.
Right, get up. Get up. Go on, get up.
The sheriff and old Lige went along at breakneck speed, pausing only long enough for new arrivals to join them.
There's Ben riding this way.
Get up, Clyde. Get up.
It is Ben, Paul, and he's coming awful fast.
Get up there. Sheriff, here I am, just like you told me.
Come on and get going.
Come on. Get up.
Blackwell, convinced that he'd been double-crossed, rode hard to Sandytown's home. When he reined in his horse in front of the house and dashed up the steps with gun drawn, he did not notice that many horses and riders were concealed behind the house. Blackwell jerked the door open and shouted,
"Stand right where you are, Sandy.
What?
I'm here to talk to you, you rat.
And what about? What in thunder's got into you, Jim?
Shut up.
I come here to tell you what I think of a double-crossing, low-down skunk like you, you dirty polecat.
Now, see here.
I'll do the talking. You figured I wouldn't have the nerve to come and call you, didn't you? You thought I was afraid the sheriff would hang me as well as you. Well, he won't. But he won't hang you, neither.
Now, what do you mean?
I mean I'm taking things in my own hands and drilling
now,
you.
Now, put down that gun.
Stand still. I got some other things to say, too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. It was my idea that you fix up to look like the Lone Ranger on account of your height. It was my idea that we take a horse and cover him with white so as he looked like the Lone Ranger's horse.
Yeah, but...
And it was me that made the silver bullet for you to shoot.
Sure it was, Jim. I ain't never said anything different, have I?
It ain't what you said. It's what you did. You got the gall to come and rob me and take not only your own share of the stuff we got, but mine as well.
Jim, hold on. There's something wrong there.
You're the one that's wrong.
No, listen, you darn fool. Put down that gun.
I
wasn't near your place today.
What? Why? You...
That's true. I ain't been out of the house.
I don't believe you. I seen you with my own eyes. You was there, a mask. You robbed me.
But I've been here since yesterday morning. Honest, I have.
You mean to say you never robbed no one last night?
No, now put down that gun, you fool, and tell me why you're acting like this.
But what about the engine you sent me?
What engine? I ain't seen no engine around here, Jim.
You ain't? Then what's it mean?
Perhaps I can explain.
Look, Jim.
It's him, the Lone Ranger.
Yes, I took the stolen goods from you this morning, Blackwell. Don't kill your friend. He didn't rob you.
I ain't, but I... Look out! Behind you, mister! I got him, Sandy. Grab his gun.
Wish. I got him. I got his gun.
Stand up again, that wall pronto.
Now, where's the stuff you stole from me?
You mean the things you stole from others?
Never mind that. I ain't going to have that kind of talk from you, even if you are the Lone Ranger.
Where's that money you took, mister?
In my left pocket.
I'll get it. You keep him covered, Jim.
For a fellow that's had as much said about him as you have, you sure was easy to take a prisoner by, Ginger.
Yeah, here's the loot.
Great. Now take off his mask. I have a hankering to see who this hombre is.
Who's that?
I don't know. But we better do something with this money.
Never mind that. We ain't no time.
We'll turn this hombre over to the law. See who's at the door, Sandy.
Hello, Sandy. Howdy, Jim.
Lige.
Oh, look. Who's that?
That's the Lone Ranger. We got him.
What do you want here, Lige? Where'd you get that engine?
I've been hunting for you, Jim, on account of that reward. I see you got your money back from that hombre.
Him capture me.
It's too bad, Tonto. I'm sorry.
I got this engine, and he admits he's friend the Lone Ranger. I fetched him to you for the reward.
Well, I...
Suppose you ain't no choice but to give it to him, Jim.
I don't know. Things are sort of mixed up. I
got the sheriff with me to make it legal. Sheriff Emerson.
I'm right here, Lige. Howdy, Jim. Howdy, Sandy.
Howdy.
I see you got stolen stuff there. Good enough. Just hand that $500 to Lige Potter for the engine.
Yeah, but I...
Hurry up. You got back what was stole, and you said you'd give a reward for the capture of this engine or the Lone Ranger himself.
All right. There you are, Lige.
Gosh almighty, Polly, look at here.
Jim, that's what we wanted to be sure to get from you, that reward for Lige Potter.
You shut up. I still got you covered. Take him, Sheriff.
I don't reckon I will.
What do you mean by that?
Smudge and Ben and the others you robbed us here, and we all heard what you two said. You told us all we need is evidence.
You mean I...
What did you hear?
About Sandy being the one that was doing the robbing.
No, it ain't true.
And you having the idea, Blackwell, to make folks think he was the Lone Ranger. And you fixing a silver bullet for him to shoot.
But you can't prove anything.
I reckon hearing what you said was all the proof we needed. Come on in, boys, and get your money back. It's here.
What sort of game is this?
It's a game that you can't win, Blackwell. That's what it is. You tried to make different rules, and it didn't work.
Yeah, but you can't get me for robbing anyone.
I got enough evidence to prove all I want about both of you. I got the bullet you made for Sandy to shoot. And I got a silver bullet from the Lone Ranger's gun.
What a silver bullet!
The only thing about them that's the same is the fact that they're both made of silver.
But I didn't rob you last night, Sheriff. That was the real Lone Ranger.
You can't prove that you didn't rob everyone else. Nope. I got you, the two of you. And as for that spavin, no-account nag you've been using, Sandy, shucks, you ought to see the real Lone Ranger's horse. That's a horse.
But what was the idea of the whole thing? Tell us that, weren't you, Mr. Lone Ranger?
Yeah. How'd you ever found out it was these two that done the robbing?
Yeah. Lige, silver doesn't melt easily. I didn't think anyone in town could make a silver bullet except the blacksmith, so I watched him.
You mean you suspected all along?
Yes.
You sent that engine. You tricked me.
It took a trap to catch a rat like you. I didn't want you alone, Blackwell. I wanted your partner as well.
But, mister, what about having the engine catch it?
Your father proved himself a true friend, Polly. As long as there was to be a reward, I thought he might just as well have it.
Oh, shucks. After knowing so many good things you've done, how could I change toward you?
By darn, it's downright slick having that ornery crook Jim Blackwell hand over reward money.
Reward money? But, Sheriff, I don't know as I've got a right to the reward.
Keep it, Lige. Land sakes, keep it. I got these two prisoners, and I'm satisfied.
I could put the money to good use. There's people around here I could help out. Just as the Lone Ranger would like to see.
I thought that money was being put into the proper hands.
We'll all get back what we lost, won't we?
Sure you will.
And the crooks get what they deserve.
He's leaving. You gotta stop him. He robbed me, Sheriff. He robbed me this morning.
Don't make me laugh, Blackwell. Don't make me laugh.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.